This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1912. Is it ironic? How to comment on irony in English.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. What exactly is irony? How can you identify these situations and comment on them to build the connection with native speakers? Get everything you need to know in this episode. How do you know whether to use the word absolutely or definitely? What can you say in English when people keep mispronouncing your name? These are just a few of the connection topics that are coming up in the next few weeks on All Ears English. But you will miss these episodes if you don't hit the follow button. So hit that follow button on All Ears English now, wherever you listen. You'll get new episodes 5 days a week. And thank you for listening to our show.
Hey, Lindsay, how are you?
Hey, Michelle, I am doing great. How are you? What's going on today?
I'm good. I just feel like I need new silverware because I don't know what happened. I don't know if things are going missing, but I feel like I have like 10,000 spoons when all I need is a knife.
That sounds like someone's line. Whose line is that? I think it's Alanis Morissette. Man,
That
song. I love it. I love that song. Something about it is just fun to sing along to. Right?
Yeah, guys, we're talking about the song Ironic. This is a song from, I don't know, 1990 something. And like, that was a great song. It had a great, remember the music video?
Oh, yes. Yes, I remember
it. She's like in the car and she's like all different people. And like, yeah, guys, Alanis Morissette, Ironic. That's like a huge, huge song. So actually, I should have mentioned this to you earlier. So 1 year for Halloween.
You were Alanis Morissette?
No, but my friend and I, we were just trying to think of like a really easy Halloween costume.
Uh-huh.
And we both dressed in all black. And I just like, I forget if I was the spoons or she was the knife or if I was the knife. But I think so like we like taped a sash of just like a ton of plastic spoons to me. And then my friend, or it may have been reverse, had just like one plastic knife. And so we were just like walking around with spoons and a knife on our
right.
On us for Halloween. And that's so hilarious. It was like, oh, what are we? Oh, we're the Ironic song.
I love it. I love it. And it's true. It is ironic. You have all these things, all these spoons. But when you need a knife, you need a knife. Spoons don't really fit the bill, right? They don't really do what you needed to do to cut something. So that's somewhat ironic, right? Yes.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So we're going to talk about some stuff that's ironic today. But before we do, guys, remember to hit follow on the All Ears English Podcast because you never want to miss an episode.
Oh, yes. Do not miss All Ears English, guys, 4 days a week. So, Michelle, we have a question to inspire today's episode from one of our awesome listeners from Mauritania. Can I go ahead and read the question?
Go for it.
Here we go. Hello, guys. My name is Amdi Baka from Mauritania. It's an Arabian country. You probably have heard this name for the first time because it's not comical. Okay. I'm not sure exactly what she meant by that, but that's okay. We'll keep going here. I have a question. I always hear this word a lot. Life is ironic, or oh my God, that's ironic. I don't know what it means. Can you explain in a native way? I'm elated and stoked to see its meaning. Nice. Oh, I love it. I think this listener is picking up on some of our vocabulary from our different podcasts. I love that. Fantastic.
I love it too. Well, thank you for that question. That is a good question. And this is going to be a fun one. So yeah, guys, we've done a couple episodes where we've mentioned something being ironic or the word irony. So one is 1796 is It's a Sign, Astrology, Stop Signs and Signatures. And what's the other one, Lindsay?
880 is 6 ways to be funny in English. So guys, go check that out. If you're on the website, you could get that on the website or you could get that in the iOS or Android app. Just type in those numbers.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Guys, so the dictionary says to identify something that's ironic, it's something that's happening in the opposite way to what is expected and typically causing wry amusement because of this. So it's kind of like, so before the episode, guys, Lindsay and I were talking about, you know, the word ironic. And it's one of those things where it's hard to think of an example of it. Mm-hmm. But it's one of those things that when it happens, it's like kind of, it's almost kind of a cool feeling. It's like, oh, it's ironic, right? Do you feel right. that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's weird. It's more than just something that's strange or coincidental. It's more than coincidental, I think. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it's ironic. It's, and again, like you said, it's easier to identify when it actually happens. We know when we're in that sweet spot of irony. Right?
Right, right, right. It just happens and it's kind of amusing when it happens. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's basically like something's kind of strange in some sort of coincidental way.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I tried to come up with a couple examples. So like one is, and you tell me, well, first of all, let's talk about it. The ironic song, haven't you heard people kind of analyze it and they're like, it's not actually ironic, it's just bad luck.
Yeah, kind of. I know. Sometimes yeah. I wonder about the rain on the wedding day thing.
Right. That's not ironic. That's just, yeah. That just kind of stinks.
Yeah. Unless like it had been mentioned somehow in some other way before that, and there was more to the story. I think that's just kind of not quite irony. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. Exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So that is kind of interesting. So let's try and find some examples and talk about if it's ironic. So
okay.
I have, it's ironic that Billy became a doctor because he has always been afraid of blood.
Yeah, I think that's closer to irony than rain on your wedding day. Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Because right, some people right, say right. that rain on your wedding day is good luck. You know?
Right. Right. Exactly. Right. That's
yeah.
true.
Yeah.
Or what's another one?
It was ironic that the fitness coaches ran into each other at a donut festival. Yeah, that's just funny. I love that. I would go to a right. donut festival. Oh my gosh.
Oh, that sounds go. Like fun.
There was a Bloody Mary festival in town last weekend and oh, I wow. missed it. I was so annoyed.
I don't like Bloody Marys. That's what? Yeah, I know. It's one of those things where I, well, Michelle, now I that I'm talking about it, I'm like, do you ever have something where you think that you don't like it, but you're always like, well, maybe I would like it if I tried it again. And do you, like, that's yeah. one of those where I'll like try it again
try
and
it
then
again.
I'm like, wait, maybe I will. Like, I want to give it a chance. And then I'm like, nah.
Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. I take the donut festival over a Bloody Mary festival any right. day. But you should try it again. You should try it again.
I'll try it again. I will. I will. So, yeah, it's ironic because okay. So, Lindsay, why is that ironic?
So typically fitness coaches, you wouldn't be likely to find them at a donut festival, right? Because usually they're talking about the importance of nutrition and health and probably not eating sugar, but they were both there. So that's just kind of funny. Right.
Right.
Unexpected.
Right, exactly.
Unexpected.
Right. It's unexpected. It's like a little twist. It's mm-hmm, just kind of like,
twist, yeah.
it's just kind of like, oh, that's funny. Like it right. was mm-hmm. that kind of a feeling. So
yes.
guys, so, you know, we have ironic is the adjective and then we have irony is the noun.
Mm-hmm.
So there are like lots of different types of irony and a lot of like when we talk about irony, I feel like we're also talking about like things like in plays, in books, you know,
right.
where you're looking for examples of the irony. Like in high school, I feel like you had to find God. That.
Yes. Like when we read Shakespeare or any literature, you always, yeah.
Right.
All those assignments were always tricky. Yeah.
Yeah. So there's always some sort of irony, different types of it. And we could get more into it another time, mm-hmm. but it's kind of a lot of literature, but yeah.
Okay. So when we talk about it, let's break it down to the different parts of speech that our listeners need, right, Michelle? So in the adjective form, how do we talk about this word?
Right. So you would say like, wow, that's ironic.
Mm-hmm. So just ironic. And then as a noun, it's, we know, it's...
Right, like irony, right.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Love it. Right. Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
All right, Michelle. So then how can we use ironic and irony in sentences? What do you think?
Right. So for ironic, you might just say like, oh, wow, that's ironic. Like, how ironic, you might say something
how
like that.
Ironic.
If like Lindsay, like, let's say, Lindsay, we are the fitness coaches and we're at the donut festival right. and we run into each other. I might make a joke mm-hmm. and say like, oh, Lindsay, like, look, oh, it's so funny running into you here. How ironic.
Yeah. Right? I love
and that would be a joke. Like that would be something that would make you laugh.
That's kind of funny. Exactly. Or here's another example. There's definitely some irony there, right? Mm-hmm. So in that case, we're using the noun form. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Or you might hear somebody say, I can see the irony there.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So like if we're at the festival and I said, oh, like, wow, we're looking at us running into each other at this donut festival. This like how ironic. You might respond and you might say something like, oh, yeah, I can see the irony there, Michelle. Yeah. Right.
That's a good way to support the speaker. We've done lots of episodes, guys, on how to support if someone's telling a story or saying something funny. You can say, I can see the X there. I can see the humor there. I can see the irony there. Mm-hmm. I can see the shock there. Right. These are good mm-hmm. skills to have, guys. Really good stuff.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right, right, right. Or another way to use it is instead of ironic or irony, you could say ironically blank, right? So you yes. could start off the sentence, you could say, ironically, I hate wine, but wound up on a whole wine tour in California.
Yeah, that's another good example. I love it. I love it. So good.
Yeah. Do you like wine, right, Lindsay?
Yeah,
I know you're
sure.
more of a beer drinker.
No. My trip to Argentina, we were definitely going to be going to some wineries because it's famous. Mendoza is famous for Malbec wine. So is Chile.
That's my favorite wine.
Yeah. That's pretty much what they have as far as I know in Mendoza. So that's where we're going to be is mostly at the wineries.
So you like red wine more or white wine?
I like both, Michelle. I like both. Oh. It just depends on the type of white or red. And it depends on what I'm eating, the weather, my mood, what I feel like, nighttime, daytime, a lot of different things that, you know, that I decide based on. So, yes.
Wow. Very, very sophisticated.
Oh, well, thank you.
I'm just like, I like red wine.
Okay. Interesting. Interesting.
Yeah.
So do we have a role play to show our listeners
Let's
how this might
it.
Embed itself into a conversation?
Let's do it. Here we go. So Lindsay, we're running into each other on vacation in this role play. Mm-hmm. Have you ever run into somebody on vacation?
I don't think so, but I've heard of it happening. Like I've heard of people from the States running into someone in Italy or something.
Oh, wow.
You know?
Yeah. I remember, I think it's happened to me more than once, but I specifically remember when I was a kid, we were in San Francisco and one of like the administrators from one of the schools I went to, mm-hmm. We were like in like some garden and all of a sudden we heard like, oh, it's the Kaplans, and it was her.
Oh, that's so funny. It can happen, right? And I love this first response, right, that we're going to share. Let's go through it. Let's go through the role all play right. and then we'll make comments on the role play. Here we go.
Here we go.
Oh my gosh, what are you doing here?
Wow, I can't believe we ran into each other all the way across the country, Lindsay.
I know. Ironically, I was just talking about you because we stopped at the zoo and I know you love seeing tigers.
Wow, that is ironic. We didn't use irony there, guys, but we're not going to use ironic.
I love how I find it really interesting, like sometimes how people's language reflects what's going on in their head. When they say, what are you doing here? It's more, well, it's like, I'm sure the other person's thinking, what are you doing here? You know what I mean?
Right.
It's like, why wouldn't they be there? It's funny. I don't know. It's just weird.
That is funny. That is funny. I see what you mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's like, if you run into somebody and you're surprised, that's something you could say, guys. You could say, what are you doing here?
Exactly. And then you said, wow, I can't believe we ran into each other all the way across the country. And I said, mm-hmm. I know. Ironically, I was just mm-hmm. talking about you because we stopped at the zoo and I know you love seeing tigers. So that is pretty ironic, right? It's not just the fact, it's not really the fact that we ran into each other. That's the irony, right, Michelle? Mm-hmm. What's the actual irony here?
It's that you were just thinking about
me. Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
But like we could go into it. Like I feel like some people might say that's not ironic. That's just a coincidence. But ironic is kind of, but you don't have to like, you know, debate.
This doesn't need like, to turn into an intellectual debate.
Right. Exactly. It's just kind of like, you know, you could have said like, oh, like that's funny or like funny enough. Like, you know, but people just throw this in sometimes, I think. And then I said, wow, that is ironic to support you.
Yes, I love it. I love it. Yeah. I mean, the point of Aller's English is connection. It's not being intellectual. It's not being nitpicking everything and making sure everything's 100% correct, guys. We want you to connect with the person in front of you. So when you comment on something that to you feels ironic, just go for it, right? That adds to the connection. That's the point, Michelle. That's the point of Aller's English.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, wow, this was fun. This was a really good question. I think it's always fun to talk about things that are ironic and kind of debated and discuss it. But guys, we talked about, you know, like, it can be a little bit tough to grasp sometimes. And I don't think that the Alanis Morissette even though I love the song, I don't know that things are really ironic in that song.
And yeah.
People like to talk about that too. but when you find something that's ironic, then you'll know it.
Yeah. It's the feeling. You just think to yourself, oh, wow, that's weird, right? It's kind of like weird when something happens, kind of a combination of funny and weird and coincidental, right? That's irony. And, you know, again, if you comment and you say, oh, something's ironic and it's not quite irony, don't worry about it. Okay. Right. Focus on that connection. Have a laugh with the person in front of you and go on with your day. It's okay.
Right. Exactly. All right. Well, Lindsay, this was fun. And yeah, we'll go find things that are ironic.
Yeah, we got it. All right, Michelle, I'll see you in the next one. Have a good one.
Bye, Lindsay.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.